And he should follow Nabha Bhakti, like Prahlad Maharaja is told, Samanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parashivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakshat, Manivedanam. We should practice all these things. Krishna comes in the shape of Harikatha, pastime, and he enters in our heart, makes our heart so clear, and he sits here. Shanatan Swakatha Krishna Punya Savana Kirtana Hidyan Tattu Chapadrani Bhujanus Kuhit. Krishna intensively here, those who are hearing the Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, Ram, and it goes in the heart, clears the heart from six Vedas. Manaved, Krodved, Jivved, Udarved, Upasved, Kam, Krod, Loh, Mah, Moh, Masajya, all kinds of offense, all kinds of anartha, everything, they pronounce the heart. And then, he gives inspiration to hear Hari, to hear Harikatha more. Like Parikshit Maharaj. So he has told that Shabai Kunsang Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Rathav Chaje Ahet Tukya Apratihata Jatma Samprasita. The religion of all the persons, human beings, and all the living beings is the Durbhakti of Krishna. The practice of bhakti. If they are not doing, then they are cutting their heads with their own knife. They are atmaghati. Nidhi hamadyam sulabam sudurlabam plam sukalpam guru karnadaram. Mayanukulyan nabhaspate ritam kuman bhavabdim na taresa atma. Without any reason, Krishna has given this body human shape, and or this human shape is bona fide, strong, having two eyes, no rope, nothing, so powerful, intangible. He has given everything, but yet we are not doing Hari Bhajan. Also, Krishna has given Sadguru. He has managed. And Anukul Vayu means Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Vayu. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. In moment, even in a moment, we will get into Sadhu Sangha, he will cross all these things. So he is telling that if you are not doing bhajan, having this man, this human body, and the mercy of Krishna that he is managing sadhu sangha, like Swami Ji, you have not invited him. He came first by his own mercy. He has not come from any penny or farthing and dollars. He has now come for reputation, nothing. Yet he came by his divine law, divine master order and inspiration from Krishna himself. So Krishna manages everything, we cannot manage anything. So having all these things and we are not sincerely practicing bhakti yoga, then we are like self-killers. So, he is telling, Nigam kalpatarur kalitam phalam sukamukhad amrit davasanjutam sivat bhagavatam rasamadhyam muhurhau rasika abhubhavuka. You know, that who was Sukadeva Goswami? She was the parrot of Srimati Radhika, a special parrot. She used to tell that parrot that used to tell Krishna, Krishna. It was so beautiful, that parrot. She used to tell Krishna, Krishna. In the same tune, like Srimati Radhika, in melodious tone, Krishna, Krishna. She used to love that parrot, taking her hand, and used to do like this, and giving him dudh and anna or dudh, rice and milk. With sugar or
pomegranate seeds.
Very beautiful and tasteful he used to give. One day he fly away from her hand and went very near from Barsana to Nandagaon, only 1-2 miles difference. Not, I think that only 2 fingers. I think that not 2 fingers. In a line. Here is Barsana, here is Nandagaon. Border star. In Saket. Have you been? You can know all these things. So he fly away and came to Nandagaon. And sat on the tree, tamal tree. Tamal trees, color, and the palace called, like chain, and he began to chant, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna was playing with Madhusudan, Madhumangal there, and he heard the voice of Srimati Radhika, oh, where Radhika is? And she is calling, Krishna, Krishna. He said, look after here and there. He saw that there is a parrot sitting on the tamal tree and calling Krishna, Krishna. He told, again you should tell. Again he began, Krishna, Krishna. After that he read a slok. Then meaning of this, that is slok. Oh, I was sitting on the hands of my beloved Master Srimati Radhika, and she was nourishing and supporting me and telling me, do Krishna, Krishna. But I am animal, I am bird. So I flew from her and came here. Now I am repenting. Why I came? Living by master, very loving master, why I came? I should not have come. And he was weeping and weeping. Krishna told him, oh, come on, come on, come on. Very sweetly. And he was charmed and came on the hands of Krishna. Oh, again you should tell me. What you were telling? Krishna, Krishna. And same thing, repeated. In the meantime, the friends of Srimati Radhika, Lalita and Vishakha came and told Krishna that, Krishna, this parrot is of our Swami Srimati Radhika. At once you should give me a return, and without this parrot she may die. So it should be. She could reply that if it is yours, then call, and if he goes, you should take her. They tried to call the parrot, but he never went there. Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakha told, any person, any human being, any being, living being, who will go to you, they will come, never return. But if or Swami he was here, Srimati Radhika was here, then if she will call, she will at once go. Krishna was not ready to give. And playing with Madhumangal and this in this Same time they went to Yasodama and told that this parrot is of our Srimati Radhika, he used to try to give her, otherwise she is so worried about that. Yasoda came at once and he took Krishna in his hand. What you are doing? Always with animals and birds and you are doing so many nonsense things. And he kite hold this ear of Krishna and he took that bird and he took Krishna also and told that, oh dear Sakhi, try to bath Krishna. And they began to bath and she took the bird and gave to Lalita Vishakha to take. So this bird was not a common bird, ordinary bird, or any ordinary person. When Krishna and Srimati Radhika finished his past tense in one, they began to return. Then they ordered this to Pharaoh, that you will have to live here. Because we are all going, so you will have to help this all persons Krishna Bhakti. And you will have to give Srimad Bhagavatam. You will have to manifest Srimad Bhagavatam in this world. Anyone cannot do this thing other than you. So you must live. This was so sorry and worried that how I can live without you. Oh yes, you can live. And after doing all this task, you should return to me. So Krishna and all these persons went to Golok Vrindavan in his aprakat lila. Even today there is Vrindavan. Krishna never goes for a moment living Vrindavan. But anyone cannot realize, only those who are rasic and liberated persons, they can realize all these things. So Sukhdeva, like in a shape of a person, he was in the shape of parrot. He went to Kailash and hearing he was the same thing from Shankar and Parvati was hearing. But when second chapter and third chapter, third canto came, and it was only how this creation has been done, his dress. Then parrot was doing again, after this, whom, like this, as Parvati was doing, in the same twin like Parvati. Shankar was saying that, oh, Parvati is hearing well. She went on going. When he ended Srimad Bhagavatam, Parvati awakened and told, I have not heard all the Bhagavatam. You should read it. Then who heard? To her. Who was telling like you? Yes, go on. Who are you? He saw, looked here and there. At last he saw that there is a parrot sitting on the tree and hiding himself there. He took his trishul and followed him. And he at once flew away and went to the ashram of Badrikasam, in the ashram of Vyasa. And there Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasa was telling Harikatha and his wife Bhitika was hearing the same Harikatha, Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was astonished when Putna came and he wanted to kill Krishna. At first Krishna took his soul and also her life and she became so big. In 12 miles she became, his shape was there, and crushed everything there. Then, hearing this Bidika has, oh, he opened her mouth, and Sukadeva Goswami at once went to her home. And he lived for 16 years there. And Vyas was telling all this katha, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, everything she heard. Vyas told, oh, it is too late. You should come out. He said, I will not come in this Maya. What is Maya? What is Maya? He is my son. He is my father. He is my husband. She is my wife. This house is mine. This body is myself, and related to me, everything is mine. All this is yours, this is yours. No relation with Krishna, this is called Maya. Maya, ma mane no, ya mane, the thing which is really there. We are only the son of Krishna, part and parcel, given the Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. But now you are saying that I am lady, I am male, we are female, we are king, we are so, scientists and all other things. So, this is called Maya. He told that I will not come in Maya. Oh, I am taking Maya from this world. For a moment, you should come out. I don't trust you. If Krishna will come and tell lies, then I will come out. At once he prayed to Krishna, and Krishna came and told, oh, you should come out. I am Krishna. I am taking Maya for a moment. And he at once came down. Krishna disappeared, and he came, and at once he left his father, mother, and everything, and went to forest. At that time, he was persuading him, O son, ha putra, ha putra. He told him, who is putra? He, the jungle, the forest echoed. Who is son? Who is father? This relation of illusion. After some time, Vyas returned, and he did Srimad Bhagavatam by the grace of Narada Rishi. And he was searching any person who is qualified for this Srimad Bhagavatam here. He thought that in this whole world only one qualified person is, and that is Sukadeva Goswami, my son there. How to return him? So he took his one slope and told to hunters, those who are going to hunt animals. He told that if you will speak this word, chant this mantra, so many sparrows and all birds and animals can you manage to have. And that slope was, Varaha Pidam Natavara Bapu Karnayo Karnikaram Vibhradabhataha Kanaka Kapisam Vajayanti Chama Randhana Venuradara Sudhaya Purayana Gopa Vrindai Vindarannam Sabadaramanam Pravishata Vishata. In whole Srimad Bhagavatam, even in soul, Veda and Upanishad, the beauty of Krishna is marvelous. There are none personal sloka in anywhere. Sukadeva Goswami heard and at once charmed, and he prayed to ask to hunters that go to your Gurudev and ask him how he is merciful, to whom you have described this shape of that person, Krishna. How he is merciful. They went returned in evening, and again they came, and they came to Vyasdev, and Vyasdev told, Aho vakiyam sanakanukum jighantaya payada patpatasvi lebhedatim dharudhatravuchitam ova annam saranam brijena. he told that even a putana, a rakshasi, a demon, one is the to drink the blood of very little boy and to take the place of all these boys. So she was so a very big demon. And she came to Krishna to eat and to drink the blood of Krishna and to make sense. But even Krishna gave him salvation, not only salvation, but the gati of mother, the position of him, like a mother. How is this? So living Krishna, we should not serve any other, only Krishna. He is so powerful and he is so merciful, there are none like Krishna. So we should try to do bhajan of Krishna. At once Sukadeva Goswami attacked to Vyasadeva and came, and very lovely and affectionately she taught Sukadeva Goswami all Srimad Bhagavatam. And now he is speaking about Nigama Kalpa Taror Galitana Phalam Sukamukhad Amritsava Sanjutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rashita. Srimad Bhagavat not is a book and also not of this world. She is of Golok Vrindavani, Srimad Bhagavatam. It comes from Golok Vrindavan, like a fruit of Nigama Kalpa. So Nigamans, Ved, Upanishad, Sruti, Smriti, and all our ancient books. You know that the abode of all things coming from all Vedas, Rig, Sam, Yajur, Atharva, and Upanishad. These are our ancient books. But it has been told in Nigama Kalpa Taror Galitana Phalam, Srimad Bhagavat is the essence of, fruit of that Nigama. If anyone is practicing Vedas, doing yajna and all other things, reading Upanishads, practicing Upanishads, what is the use of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? We should know this. Why? It has been told that there is a tree of mango tree, and very beautiful and sweet the fruit is there. We can taste the very sweet fruit. If he wants to test it in the to choosing the root of that tree, we cannot. Understand what I want to tell?
Chewing the root of the tree.
We cannot have that sweetness of fruit, but whole thing is tree. We cannot taste that sweetness by chewing and choosing parts of tree. We cannot taste this tree sweetness by the leaves. We can have that taste in very ripened mango. So if we go to sea, endless sea, so deep, but a bird, very little tuntuni bird, cannot save her life, cannot save her life by drinking the water. We cannot taste any water from sea. If the cloud sun sets by his rays, taking the essence of water in the shape of clouds and he gives water, then it is so sweet in Ganges, in Jamuna, in so many rivers. And by that we can save our life. But we cannot bring a bund, drop of water from ocean. So Vedas are like ocean of salty water. Bhaktimad Bhagavat is the fruit of all the Vedas. What has been told in Vedas all, Upanishads, more than that is in Srimad Bhagavat, because it is fruit. Who brought it? Shukadeva Goswami. From where? From Vyasdev. Vyasdev from where? From Brahma. Brahma from where? Narayan. From where Narayan? Shankarshan Ram. From where was Shankarshan Ram? From Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavat is Krishna. So, though it is a rush like water, but it is a rush. No seed, no bud, कोई उस पर छिलका नहीं, उसमें अच्छी गुठली नहीं, उसमें कोई हे अंश नहीं, नथिंग इज देयर, ओनली रस एंड रस. बट इट्स नेवर खटता फूकता नहीं. कमिंग फ्रॉम वृंदावन ग्लो सो हाई इज नेवर क्या
broken.
Broken, never broken. And solid. And but Sukadeva Goswami took it in his mouth. So it became more and more sweet. And he is giving to Parikshit Maharaj. So if he wants to know all the Vedas, Upanishads and essence of all these things, and to make your life successful, then you will have to read Gita and Bhagavad. Gita is first book, and whereas Srimad Bhagavatam is first graduation book, and a PhD book. Gita has told up to Karnagati, and Srimad Bhagavat has told श्रद्धा निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति भाव प्रेम स्नेह मान प्रणय राग अनुराग भाव महाभाव मोर देन दिस. सो अवर लाइफ अवर गोल ऑफ द लाइफ एंड होल अवर ऑल दीज थिंग्स शुड बी द लव एंड अफेक्शन टुवर्ड्स कृष्ण लाइक ब्रजवासी. एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज कम टू गिव दीज थिंग्स ब्रज प्रेम. एंड इन द सेम टाइम ही डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड कृष्ण नाम. बट हिज मोर ऑब्जेक्ट वाज टू गिव दिस मैसेज ऑफ प्योर अफेक्शन एंड लव लाइक ब्रजवासी. सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण टूक द ड्यूटी एंड द मोड ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका एंड ही एडेड कृष्ण मर्सी प्लस Radha Mercy, both very powerful, and came to this world to give that same thing. I think that Swamiji has come only to give this thing. Then I will describe and explain what was that. We should chant Harine, but with mood of praise. If there is no praise, then doing archan of Thakurji, chanting name, will not do so much. So we should read Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita in this association of very bona fide Vaishnavas and Acharyas and Bhakti. And thus chanting Hari name, thinking that we are in Vrindavan Braja. Don't think that we are in America and anywhere, thinking by name. If you are not following all these things, then we are self-killers. So, next class, I will try to explain something. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and what he gave, and what is Srimad Bhagavatam, essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. I will try to. Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, Ajamil Charitra, Gopi Charitra, Damodar Leela, and all other things. So, Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna.